Hi, I'm Ivana.
And I'm Jay.
And you're listening to Friends with Elephants,
a show for the cool nerd in you.
I'm liking this fancy setup we got going on today.
Yeah, if you hear wheels like moving around, that is totally my fault. Ivana, you were not feeling awesome today and you kind of forgot the recorder.
So Jay brought mics, but we had nothing to plug them into, so...
That's right. So what we decided to do is, I work at a radio station and we were going to be here recording anyway, so we kind of just snuck into the backup studio just for a little bit of time and said, you know what, if somebody comes in, so if at any point our audio completely changes, we'll
That's
let you know,
why.
But somebody barged in and said, you can't be in here. Wahaha. Not that we can't be in here.
It's just that we didn't pre-book the space.
Exactly.
But this is such a fancy setup because, like, one of my dreams of life is to host my own talk radio show. And right now we're in a studio, kind of like what an actual talk radio show looks like.
Yeah. That's pretty much what this is it. This is where the magic happens. This is a Warbeck console. I know things.
I don't even know what that means.
Are you taking a photo for Facebook? Did you even post to Facebook this week?
Not yet.
Like you said you were going to?
I still have more time this week. It's Wednesday.
Okay,
so we're in the past from our listeners.
Fine. All right, shall we start this sucker? Oh, wait, you're taking a picture of me. Take a picture.
I already took pictures of you. You take one of me.
All right. Beautiful. As always, awesome. Okay, so should we start this thing?
Yeah, let's start. Season 2, Episode 2.
It's time for a top 3 turf war, and I have to tell you how excited I am for this. We're talking about what happened at CE Vegas at the end of last year.
Actually, this year.
You're right, at the beginning of this year. So this is where all the gadgets and the technology just converge at this massive conference. And we are going to talk about our favorite things and what the future has in store.
CES is my favorite time.
Which is awesome. So we should kick off this top 3 turf war. Ivana, kick us off number 3 on your list.
My number 3 item is the Eero Home Wi-Fi device. So this is a pretty simple device, and that's actually why it made my list as top 3. The Eero is essentially a Wi-Fi repeater or extender. You can link up to 4, I believe, together, and they basically work with your Wi-Fi. They create a smart, like a mesh system.
So that mesh boosts across so that your bigger areas.
Yeah, so that if you live in a home, let's say... You're 40, you have a couple kids, you live in a house, and not every room gets the best Wi-Fi signal.
Right.
But let's be honest, the more we go on and the more smart home devices become a thing, everything is hooked up via Wi-Fi. Nobody uses Ethernet anymore. It's like totally dated. And so the Eero Home Wi-Fi system actually makes it so that your whole home is properly Wi-Fi accessible. I love it. It's simple. It has a stupid simple app. Everything talks to each other and you just don't have to worry about it. And I don't know about you guys, but I have played around with repeaters and extenders and all that kind of stuff. Not fun.
They're not that great either.
No, they're not that great and they're not that fun. And there's like entire posts about whether or not you should name it the same thing as your actual Ethernet hub and blah, 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 blah. Eero is going to take all of that away. It looks beautiful. It's simple. You plug it into the wall and you're done.
Sounds pretty cool. I like that one. My number 3 is something that shouldn't even exist yet. It really shouldn't. Here we are talking about 4K TV all the time and how beautiful these screens are. We have one down in the basement of this building we're in right now, and I think it looks amazing. And well, here comes 8K TV sets. And these 8K TV sets have so many pixels, it looks like they're jumping off the screen. It looks like it's 3D without actually having 3D glasses. This is more these screens look more real, Ivana, than you look sitting across from me. And to me, that's exciting. That is next gen crazy level, and we're probably going to be next just leaving the screens and having something that has just these pixels.
Yeah. I mean, I is it an OLED as well?
Yes, it is.
the OLEDs, they have the great true blacks and all that jazz. Those TVs are nice. Still kind of pricey, though.
Very pricey. Most of the things on my list, probably not going to be able to buy anytime soon. What's your number two?
My number two is the Ehang 184. It is essentially a drone that flies people around.
Whoa, that's got to be a big drone.
Yeah. It's a big drone, and you can get in it, and it's kind of like having your own personal helicopter.
Hold on a second.
And it drives you around.
You just really want something automatically to take you places.
Yeah,
that is all you want.
You're in the air. You're just like flying around. There's no traffic. You just fly above the buildings.
So we had this whole thing out about how maybe it's going to be dangerous. Maybe cars driving you around is dangerous.
It's
and
not.
you're like, whatever. So now you are so trusting, up in the sky is fine too.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh my God. No. I'm getting there with the Teslas and the Google cars. I'm almost there. But planes? No, I'm
when
not there.
When you think about it this way, they're drone height, so they're not going up super tall. They're
you
not
are still going to fall if you fall out of this thing or it breaks. Shh. And it will still be a good 20 feet. You will break things.
Sure, you'll break things, but you don't have to worry about traffic and you don't have to worry about driving anyone over or getting into an accident unless it's like literally that it completely, you know, drives itself into something, which it won't do.
All right, my number two is, this is luxury item here. Have you watched the Sennheisers, the $50,000 Sennheiser videos on YouTube?
No.
They are this pair of headphones that come out of a slab of marble, and the reactors come up with it. If you're by a computer right now listening, pause this and go check out this Sennheiser $50,000 set of headphones.
We're going to be putting the link in the description.
They're called the Orpheus, Sennheiser Orpheus $50,000 headphones. The sound apparently out of these headphones, you watch as these people listen to this sound and you're not hearing it, but their face is just lighting up and it's so exciting to hear, what we're hearing, but them come out of it and be like, okay, this is the cleanest sound I've ever heard in my life. It feels like with this pair of headphones on, I'm at an orchestra and I can pick out all of the instruments from one another. I was so amazed by these YouTube videos that made my list for number two. Now, it costs the amount of a car or a down payment on a house, so not going to happen in my lifetime. But I definitely think that is an awesome, awesome CES item.
That is a very cool CES item. All right. My number one item is Diet Sensor, and it is an automatic nutrient tracking tool. Essentially, it actually can break down the molecular structure of the stuff that you're eating and then give you a nutrient profile of how good it is for you. So, you know what? Everybody wants to get fit. Getting to eat healthier foods is becoming more and more something that people are really interested in and really want to get more into. But the concept of tracking your calories and finding in a database how many calories is this meal, especially if you're cooking your own food from home, because then you have to recreate entire recipes, just not fun. So you take this little tiny device, fits in your hands, it scans your food, and then it hooks all the information into an app on your phone, and it's like, this is how many calories you just ate. This is how good it is for you. Here's your nutrient profile.
Realizing about CES is that you really want things that are going to benefit your life and your lifestyle and things like that. And I am all about the fun. I'm like, I want an 8K TV, baby. I want $50,000 headphones to listen to my music. And my number one, virtual reality. The VR devices that were everywhere at CES this year. I mean, from the Google Cardboard to the Oculus Rift to the Samsung Gear stuff, I so badly want to just take my phone, plop it into these VR devices, and live in another world for about 2 hours. And I think that would be so much more fun than my diet app thing. I just feel like I'm going to go swim with sharks.
I know, but like how many programs do they have? And I don't know. I just don't think that that technology is quite there, that I don't feel like being the first in on it. Like, you have your VR unit and what can you do? Nothing.
You can stand in your room and be anywhere.
But how anywhere can you be? Someone has to program those wares, and I just don't feel like there's enough, for lack of a better term, apps for that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, a lot of development needs to go into it, but I mean, I feel like this is the second time in my life that VR has been relevant. You know, there was that time in the early 90s when everyone was like, ooh, VR, here's a gun and put this giant thing over your face and you could point it and Virtual Boy. And these things sucked. They were terrible.
I think we're still kind of there. Like, not that they suck or that they're terrible, but I mean, I think there's a lot of headway to be gained. And I'm choosing technologies that are a little bit more mature, technologies that you can actually take home and utilize in the next year, not things that are so extravagant.
All right. Well, we have to stop this just for a moment so that we can build our own top three list. And I think it's going to be hard as hell to do this.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so I am not having that diet thing at number one. I just think that that is too much.
I'm not having virtual reality as one.
So I guess we're going with headphones?
Headphones? As if headphones are important enough to be number one.
All right, I will give you...
What about the Ehang 184? A drone that drives you around in the air is pretty freaking cool.
I like the drone. The drone was my favorite of your list.
Okay, so let's put that
in. Even though I don't trust it, just like you don't trust the VR, at least you're on the ground. I still think that that will be one of the more interesting things that come to technology in the future.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So I will give you at number one, your Ehang
184.
That's the one. Now, I think the router's cool. I like it. It's neat. But I want my headphones at number two. Because look, those headphones are amazing.
Okay, I'll give you the headphones at number two.
All right, so number three.
Number three.
Let's do this.
8K TVs are pretty cool, but
they're not as cool as virtual reality.
Again, virtual.
Oh, and also think about this.
It's not that interesting, virtual reality.
You
go
into a space and you play a movie on this player. You can play a movie and have that immersive.
You can't have it immersive.
Yeah.
You cannot, because they didn't film it to be immersive. It doesn't work that way. You can't just create immersion out of nothing.
It's going to block out the world and you're going to feel like you're there.
It doesn't. It's not there. Someone's got to, like, in order to be in a virtual reality movie, someone has to film actual 360 degrees of life and create your own adventure movie. It's just not there. There's not the content. I'm not interested yet because I'm not seeing how the content is.
Well,
so cool.
I don't see how your app that figures out who you are and tells you need to be more nutritious and how to be more nutritious isn't like a fancy MyFitnessPal.
That's exactly what it is.
It's a fancy MyFitnessPal. So you know what? Let's wait a little bit. We'll get another MyFitnessPal update and it will be the same.
It won't be the same because it doesn't do molecular structure like...
I don't need to have molecular structure. You don't need molecular...
We all do.
You do not need to hook any machine up to your molecules and figure this out.
No, it's like a little handheld device that scans your food, not you. You don't hook it up.
You don't need that before a meal. Just be like, all right, that looks good. It's this much.
And that's how people die of heart disease.
Oh, my God.
Look, I say we drop both our number one picks because we both don't really like each other's one number one
picks.
We
really don't.
So I say those are off the table.
So 8K or a router.
That's it. Both, I admit, are actually... Like,
they're both pretty neat.
Your 8K TV, I prefer over your crazy ear sound things.
No, come on. That's immersive.
Cooler. Super immersive, but like, how portable are headphones that are attached to a marble block?
It doesn't matter. It's for when you get home and you need to relax and go to another world.
I just don't need sound that
Hendrix
clear.
And who doesn't? You don't need any of this stuff.
You
it's
need
just
that,
there.
That's it. You need that Wi-Fi thing because we need to be connected to our home's Wi-Fi.
I will say this. I'm leaning towards your router only because an 8K TV is a luxury where I want my Wi-Fi all of the time.
Yeah, that's why it's on there.
All right, so I think number three.
Number three.
Okay. All right, so here's the deal.
But number four, like honorable mention, is the 8K TV because it is really
cool. It's very cool, but you're right. Okay, so I did last week.
All right, I got it.
I'll do number two if you don't have it written down.
Yes, please do number two.
Okay, so you do, start us off.
The number three top CES item of 2016 is the Eero Home Wi-Fi system.
Number two, the Sennheiser Orpheus $50,000 headphones.
And the number one CES techie thing is the Ehang 184 driverless drone.
And there you go. Those are your top three
CES technologies.
You got it. Reboot rumors. I don't know.
I tried to do that thing
where you sing.
I love it. I think it's amazing.
So Reboot Rumors is a brand new segment that I've kind of concocted to get even more movie crap into this podcast. There are so many rumors all the time about what is being rebooted, what is being reimagined. And I thought this could be a little place really quickly to talk about some of the big ones that are happening. First up, Anne of Green Gables is getting a reboot for TV.
Who wants to watch Anne of Green Gables?
Holy shit. Did you seriously just say that?
Yeah.
We are Canadian. We are strong. We are proud. And we love our little freaking redheads, okay? Anne of Green Gables is a saint. She is a saint.
I'm also a redhead. But you know what? I'm really not into like... Back in the day, when is it the 1800s or whatever this was?
It's fairly like early 1900s.
Whatever, I'm not interested in that time frame, and I'm not interested in a little girl. That
as far
innocent.
As I'm concerned, Anne of Green Gables, the CBC TV movies that have caught the world by storm over the course of however many years are untouchable. They should not touch this. I love them so much.
I also think they should be untouchable because.
You don't
want
to see
watch it.
So you're of the opinion. We're both of the opinion they should not reboot this, but you don't actually like the originals.
I think I maybe watched them when I was a kid. I just have no interest.
God, you have broken my heart.
It's like the 1950s.
My heart is broken.
People think
you can't get it back.
The 50s. It's like the 50s. The 50s. Everyone's like, oh, the 50s was a great time. You know what? They were an
no,
awful time.
No, the 50s
time.
Were pretty awful people.
They were awful. So stop idolizing them. Just like Anne of Green Gables. It's
it was
boring.
Before the war. It was a lovely and quieter time. Anyway, I think they shouldn't make it because I really, really love the Anne of Green Gables from yesteryear. Number two, Labyrinth. When David Bowie died, all of a sudden there's this news that Labyrinth is going to get renewed and rebooted and the Guardians of the Galaxy writer was going to take it on.
Boo earned.
This is not true. This is not true at all. No. As of yesterday, I saw an article specifically from that Guardians guy saying, I would never profit off of David Bowie's death. This is not something that's happening. And I felt like I need to tell you, Labyrinth is not getting rebooted, and it's over Jim Henson's dead body.
Which is dead, but over
his dead body, please.
Twice over. You know what? I am happy about that because movies like Labyrinth need to not be remade because if you add the CG that would come from them, it would take away all the heart and soul. The puppetry from Labyrinth is ridiculous. We won't recreate it in the same way, and so we shouldn't.
And we shouldn't. Labyrinth, I'm just going to say something controversial. It's not that great a movie. I watched that movie. I'm going to tell you, I watched it the night David Bowie died. Not a great movie. I'm glad that I watched it because I like David Bowie. I like what he does in that film. And what really shines is, you're right, what really shines in that film is the puppets.
Yeah.
Jim Henson is brilliant.
It's just such a cool world.
It is.
It's a super dark movie.
It's a weird movie.
Really weird.
And Jennifer Connelly is weird in it.
No, I liked her in it.
Oh, we'll have to have a conversation about this. I don't know when. Maybe tonight at Movie Club.
And last but not least,
So Tom Cruise, yeah, Tom Cruise, it looks like he's doing a reboot of The Mummy.
Wait a minute, Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
What is he going to do?
I guess he's going to be the new Brendan Fraser in The Mummy movies?
So wait, rather than just...
do another sequel, they're going
to
reboot.
And allow Brendan Fraser to just be the age that he is, you're going to get Tom Cruise, who's older than Brendan Fraser, to play Brendan Fraser.
Now...
in the reboot of back in the day when Brendan Fraser was still young?
Yeah, okay. I know what you're looking... you're looking at me thinking this is the craziest thing.
Yeah.
It's not.
What do you mean?
Because Universal wants to use this movie as a gateway to create more Universal Monster movies. So they can build their own cohesive Universal Monster universe and bring them all together Avengers style. Avengers style.
I'm so over this.
Isn't that crazy?
It's the worst.
Who the hell wants to see Dracula team up with Wolfman?
Nobody. That's gonna bomb hard.
Oh, so hard. Nobody's looking for this. You don't need to do this. They're not the Avengers.
You
I'm sorry.
You also cannot, or nor are they Suicide Squad, which we'll get to in a moment. But like, you can't just put lots of characters together in an action movie and expect that to be a smash hit. It doesn't work that way. You need story. What people want is story. Do you know why Avengers, the sequel, was hated by so many people? The story wasn't as good as the first one.
You threw way too many characters at us, Marvel. We're like, where do we look? What is happening?
Who am I going to identify with?
And not that it was horrible. It was just like...
it
wasn't
like fine.
Good.
It was fine.
It was fine.
You know, it certainly isn't bad, but like, of all the things that Joss Whedon has done, it's probably my least favorite.
Yeah, we broke Joss Whedon. He's not happy.
Yeah, I am happy that he wants to go back and create a new world of his own, but as he knows full well, you have one main character, maybe two.
That's why Buffy was so hot.
That's
one.
It.
And when Faith came in, it was only for an episode, and then she went away.
And then she came back, but still.
But
she
then
was,
she went away.
It was always about Buffy.
It was
her
about
story.
Buffy. It's always about Buffy.
So in the end, there are three reboot rumors, all of which Jay and I are vehemently against.
Boo.
Number one, Anne of Green Gables, don't do it. Number two, Labyrinth, it's not happening, so everybody can relax.
Yeah, I'm happy it's not happening.
Yeah, me too. And number three, why the heck is Tom Cruise getting to do the Mummy reboot?
You kiss your husband with that myth?
It's time for trailer trash. Remember earlier when I mentioned Suicide Squad? Well, now we get to talk about it.
Yeah, we do. We just watched the second trailer for Suicide Squad. If you haven't seen it, it's everywhere.
Also, the link is below.
What do you think? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are this is an amazing trailer.
My thoughts are it does not know what it wants to be.
Well, when you take that many villains, put them all in a story and try to have all of them be leads, that's what happens.
See, now... did you see the first trailer?
Yes.
Okay. We get this really dark tone. You're like, okay, I get it. They're villains. It's going to be really dark. Sure. No problem. And then they gave us this one that's sort of like Guardians of the Galaxy and silly. And I'm thinking, they don't know what this should be.
Oh, I don't think so. I think that it's going to be dark and funny. I mean, I always got that from the movie, that it was going to be dark and funny. The problem, I love this trailer. The song, what was the song again? It was
Queen Bohemian
song.
Rhapsody.
Bohemian
which I
Rhapsody.
Also, it drives me nuts when trailers are just a song the whole way through it, because all it reminds you of is that you love that song.
It reminded me that I love that song, but you know what?
But that's your takeaway.
That's my takeaway, but you know what? It was a fantastic trailer. This is an action film. Here we have a cool song, and here I get to watch cool-ass supervillains do really crazy things and look at special effects all set to a song, really beautifully edited. I mean, the editing of this trailer is unreal, and it was fun, and I didn't need to know the story because I already know the story. They're going to take a bunch of supervillains.
There's going to be a bunch of supervillains. They're going to go and fight things. Yeah. No, I get it.
And
I understand.
It's like, I don't need to know the story. You don't need to tell me anything. All you need to do is play a cool song, do some fancy editing, and let me look at some special effects.
To me, this is lazy trailer making. You took a cool song, you put it in, and all I'm left with is, yeah, man, do I have that on my iPod? I should probably check that out. Like, that is literally what my takeaway is. Also, you don't give me anything except snippets of everything. And I just worry that DC and Warner Brothers are concerned about the film. So they take what they have and they mash it all up. And I got a better question for you. Have you had faith in this film since they announced it? Have you been looking forward to this film?
No, my answer is no, not because I think it isn't cool. I do think it's cool. It's because I have very little faith in these big projects. I had very little faith in the Avengers. And it was amazing because of Joss Whedon. And then I had so much faith for Avengers 2, and it was fine. And I feel like this is going to be fine. I like stories. I don't like too many just character moments. Like, I don't need catchphrases and explosions. That's not going to make a movie for me. I need a cohesive story.
And this trailer, I feel, does not quite deliver on that cohesive story and doesn't show me that they're really lining up a cohesive story. I think...
You're right, it doesn't.
I think what you said about the story, you're probably right. They take a bunch of bad guys and they save the world. I hope there's a little more there, because if there's not, this movie's going to suck.
They're
going to
force a few moments for each and every one of them because they're all huge stars. None of these people are like Joe Schmo. So they're not going to be okay with getting second billing. So they're each going to have some monologue or some this or some that. And it's going to be too many stars competing for top billing. And the story's going to get confusing. And at the end of the day, the only thing you can hope to get out of this movie
is a cool song.
Is a cool song and some special effects.
All right. I think that pretty much wraps up Trailer Trash. Make sure, if you haven't seen it, you go out and you see The Revenant for next week, because we are going to dissect the crap out of The Revenant for maybe 5 minutes.
Yes. Reddit Advice Corner.
Holy crap, you have a range of motion today in this studio, because normally we're in a closet or on a couch and we can't move away or move the mics.
But now
you have your hands.
I can do jazz hands.
And you are. You like Reddit Advice. She almost spun around.
Yeah. I love this. I love this whole studio thing.
Reddit Advice Corner. Who are we helping today?
We're helping Alex Geyser 12.
Yeah. Geyser?
Yeah, Geyser.
That guy has a cool name.
All right. Here's what he writes. I really don't know how it happened. I was at my house with a girl doing a project for school, and it just happened. I'm a senior in high school, just for the record.
Nice.
Some background. My ex broke up with me over the summer after 2 years. I've been pretty lonely and sad ever since. So anyway, the girl at my house starts coming on to me, and things just happen. Afterwards, something really strange happened. I was furious with her, but more myself. I have no idea why. She tried to say something about having feelings for me, but I told her to shut up and get out. Does anyone know why that would happen? I feel awful about it and can use some advice.
Well, obviously you don't feel pretty awesome about what happened, about the stuff that just happened. You feel like you're not in control of what happened and you just sort of went with the flow, but what you did was not something you wanted to do.
Yeah, you know what? I think at the end of the day, you were probably really angry at yourself, because if your last relationship lasted for 2 years, I assume that you were previously already not a virgin. But, you know, when you're in a 2-year relationship from 16 to 18, the decision to have sex at that point is super intentional, right? Like, you probably chatted about it, prepared, thought about it, and then eventually had sex, and it was great. And so now it just happened. You weren't prepared.
Well, we don't know for sure that you had sex. You just say things just happen.
Well, I'm
assuming, like, at least a little bit of stuff happened.
I think we can just assume it's sex.
Okay.
Like, I think it seems a lot like sex to me.
Alec Geyser, you had sex.
Yeah. And then you felt like you regretted it and you accidentally, or maybe not so accidentally, but regrettably took it out on her. And you did some pretty mean things.
Yeah, you said some pretty shitty things, dude. What, have you ever been in a situation where you've been with somebody and something happened and you were angry that it happened?
I mean, I have been in situations where I felt regretful. I haven't personally had the anger emotion, but I have had negative emotions after things have happened. Obviously.
As have I. I've definitely had negative emotions about things happening.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten to the level of anger that this cat's at.
I think Alex Geyser, he just, when you feel really ashamed and think like when you're 18, you're not like quite there yet with the sex thing. It takes having more sex to be okay and not feel dirty about having
sex. What I'm kind of thinking, too, is that that two-year relationship, you probably put a lot of work into it. You very likely really took your time, and maybe you took it slow, and you're kind of pissed off that you really went quickly with this other person.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you haven't even dealt with whether or not you even like her.
Yes. Maybe it was just a friend of yours. You did anything else to happen. You weren't attracted to her. Then things happen because, dude, you're a senior in high school.
Yeah, you're a dude. You're 18 years old. Your penis wants to just, like, do things.
It wants to let your freak flag fly.
Also, there's nothing wrong with just having sex. It can feel like that when you're 18. And you don't have to ever be okay with that or like, go for that kind of thing. But we're just saying, like, you shouldn't feel ashamed of anything.
I mean, my other thing is maybe this person is not somebody that you want to have had sex with. Maybe this is somebody at school that people look down on. Maybe you were assigned this person and these things happen because you're a little bit more popular. They're a little not so awesome and popular around school. But being angry that you didn't say no, that's a dick move. And what you said to that person, even if that person is somebody you didn't want to do those things with, it's still somebody you did those things with. So you got to treat these people with respect.
You got to find her. You have to apologize like crazy.
Explain why you think you got angry. Even if that's not it, really think about it.
Yeah, think about why you might be angry at yourself. I think personally, that you were angry at yourself and you took it out on her, and it's as simple as that, you probably have some homework to do to say, why am I so angry at myself about this? And then perhaps even some forgiving of yourself that you need to do, because sometimes, you know, things happen and not everything we do is something we really want to do, but it's too late. You can't change the past, and it's probably not as bad as you think. But you do have to be respectful.
There
you have to apologize.
There is something I missed.
What?
He says, my ex broke up with me over the summer after 2 years. Dude, you are hung up on this girl.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Dude, she broke up with you.
Yeah, you didn't cheat on her.
You did not cheat on her. You are good. If it makes her way back to her, fine. You're good. You're solid. Walk away. Be happy with who you are.
Well said.
Batman. Right here.
Thank you so much for tuning in and spending some time with us.
If you'd like to reach out to tell us anything that's on your mind, you can check us out at friendselephants.com.
Facebook.com/friendselephants.
Or you can email us at friendswithelephants@mail.com.
You can also catch us on Twitter. I'm at @itsivana.
And I'm at @JesterJ.
And please take some time and write us a review. In iTunes, we'd really appreciate it, or SoundCloud or anything. We definitely would appreciate it. I noticed we did get some new ones this week.
Woohoo!
So thank you very much to those who did participate and actually put the review in iTunes. We really appreciate it, and we do check on it. Have a fantastic week.
Thank you so much for listening. And Ivana, next week, we'll go back to crappier mics.
Boo.